פרק שלישי, הלוך האלף. לא יאמר אדם לחברו האלף, הפירות האלו בירושלים וחלה. Person shouldn't tell a friend, you bring up these pears to Yerushalayim and we'll split it there. Because that's clearly implying that he's paying the guy for the transportation cost by being Macaulay. Hello, Omelo Ha'alem should offlame when he stay in Yerushalayim. He can say, bring it up and we'll eat and drink in Yerushalayim, as long as he's not talking about something that sounds like we'll split it. We'll do our thing. We'll eat together. We'll have fun. So that's fine. Aval notnim zeleze matnat sinam. You can give over something without any indication that it's meant to be in exchange for something, so that you invite the person in and he eats and so on. What's the difference? Asks the Gemara. Madin omer shenochlim v'nishtem omer lachalek. Why are we mocked that the word lachalek is a problem? Says Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Yonatan nizulchot shel im umnihi. This is one of those strange halachas that doesn't have a clear-cut tam, right? And like im amu b'davar, as we use the lashon, which says the chachomim they wanted to be machi or something, so they would film it on things that aren't 100% clear. I think they literally define for you why the person's not going to take the words no flame that he's paying Yerushalayim as being different from paying him up for the work that he did. Mm-hmm. But looking for a way in which we can make life easier, we would film it as enough of a difference.
Im-um
means unclear, vagueness. When somebody is ma'am-im, it's neither burning nor not burning.
It is not.
It's a makot. It's a makot. Al-mamot. But then we have makot. We have bright in the post. You know, Moshe. About something that is not quite here or there. Taman taninan. Ha'omer l'po'el. That's fine. Leave the man alone. Oh, okay. That's fine. As long as he's coming closer. Ha'omer l'po'el. Ha'elokha yitzizeh. Somebody tells the pro during Shemitah. He says, take this money and go ahead and be malachically yerek. So there over there is scharo mutar. We don't say mutar in the sense of kedusha shvius. We don't say that the kedusha is mitzvah now on, which normally would be the case if he tells the kedusha and dummy. We're not saying that this is in exchange for the vegetable. Basically, it's two separate things. He's paying him the schar of his tircha, and the schar of the tircha is letting him do the vegetable. So I can ask you to do the work for me out in the garden, right? So you can go ahead and, I don't feel well today. I don't want to run out looking around for free food. You go ahead and do it for me.
How do you
we're getting to it. But if he says, lakekeli bo, Yerakayom. On the other hand, if he says the word bo, so then it's mashma that he's saying, okay, I want to buy with this, not the tircha, but rather the fruit. He's saying bo, lakekeli bo means like then it's an exchange. Then scholo is otzer, because then it was mashma that was actually exchanged. Lokach min hanachom kikar bepundion. Suppose he goes ahead and he takes from a baker a kikar that is worth a pundion. However, he doesn't pay him the pundit. Instead, he says, that when I go ahead and I get myself, I'm going out today and I'm going to be picking stuff from Shmita, I'll bring some to you too. So then, if he does that, then it's mutter. But, if it was understood that he was chayav mos. Now, he wants to pay up that mos by bringing the vegetables instead of the mos. Oh, now that's different already. Then lo yishalim lo demei shvi'it, she'in pir on chok demei shvi'it. Once he owes the money, you can't pay with shmita money. Because then you're paying up with your shmita for your debt. Ma ben omer la ketli, ma ben omer la ketli bo. So this was another example. We had all of this back in Shrias, if you recall. So we love it. We shame Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. This is Miyokot Shel Imo Mi. It's another one of those things that you got to find some heter. So this is the heter. I mean, you can see that it's different. You're asking me for a clear cut and absolute definition of the difference. I won't be able to get to it. Taman Chanina. Shoel Adam Me Chaviro Kadei Yain VeKadei Shemen UBevat Shelo Yomar Li Halvein. Somebody has run out of wine on Shabbos. And I'm not allowed to engage in Masa L'Masa. That may end up writing something down. So we need to say, we know the Masa L'Masa. So he is, however, as long as he avoids the word Halvein, which is more a business kind of word. So in English, of course, it's not for scholars, lend me. But in Hebrew, there's two completely different concepts. Halveini has to do with a financial transaction of value, and she'ela has to do with the use of a thing that you're going to let me use.
To borrow.
Right? That's actually when, you know, in English, the difference comes when the difference between you're actually taking something from a guy when you say you're taking a cigarette. But you don't say, give me a cigarette, let me borrow a cigarette. Not that you ever intend to pay it back. So those type of things. Right? Yeah, very often, can I borrow, meaning...
You give it to
him. So here too. It says again, Rabbi Zira, Hashem, Rabbi Yonatan, Mirokot Shalimoni. It's not that it's really such a clear-cut thing. It's just that it gives a basis for recognizing the difference between things that I make come to be kosher and things that I won't come to be kosher. Pitan. Now how about paspasa? What? What does that have to do with rokashal imun? Rav Yaakov Barak of Hashem Rav Yonatan, paspasa himself also is one of these miyokashal imun. Because what's really the problem? What exactly did he mean? Which part of it is imu? As we're saying that it really ought, and until now we've been looking for a heter, not for nistu. We're saying the reason will be matter something. We'll find some way to be matter the difference, then we'll be matter. When he said that pisan is miyokashal imu, he's referring to the gzeira itself as miyokashal imu. Is he saying that some kind of difference where it's mutter and where it's oster is milkashal imo? And it's a very vague statement. Pitan is milkashal imo. We're talking about buying food from a guy.
What?
I would say, in a place where you have Pat Yisrael, the Dinu should take Pat Yisrael and Asura. So, I mean, the Shaila is, I would have said that it's us. Here comes along now. Okay, he says, Immu alea vitiwa, we were mad here, pas akum. Or is it just the opposite? If a mother ain't pas akum, they really should have been mad here. But what he means is that they answered it, even in a case where it's difficult to get. So the Immu pas akum is difficult to get. The Immu alea vasruha. Omer of Man, how do you mean imum mu'alel v'asrua? How do you imum something la'isr? V'yesh imum la'isr? Why would we use the word imum? The whole point of imum is that we're not sure. We're trying to find something. You don't try to find, I mean, except nowadays, but you don't try to find the surim. You try to find the heter. So how could you use the lotion of imum la'isr? Upat lokat apshilei goyimu. I mean, furthermore, what's the problem over here? Why is pat, why the chlor we're talking about pat vacuum different than bishalak? Isn't there a concept that if a goy makes something, then you're not allowed to eat it? Well, what is so unique about pat vacuum? So why are you even thinking that actually pat vacuum should be mutter? The imum alayah, the yitiruah. Why would it be mutter anyway? Kach ani omer b'mokum shein tafshila yisrael mitzvah dinu shein tafshila goyim utari. The imum alayah v'asrum. Did you ever hear somebody come along and say a svara that actually we should have been matir the Bishulei Akum too, but we were Imam al Atasrit. Elekenu, the Mokum Shem Pasis Ramatria, Bidin Shem Pasrim Asura. The whole point over here is obviously, first of all, the Lashon of Imam is not Mashma Isra. Secondly, it doesn't make any sense to say that we would need to look for a new Svara why Pasha Akum is different than Bishul Akum. The only way to understand this is that actually, once we acted Pasha Akum, it shouldn't matter whether it's the Makum, that there's Jewish bread available or not. And nonetheless, they went around to find a heter, people that have no choice but to buy bread where they are, and there's no bakery that's a kosher bakery, there's a Jewish bakery. Therefore, they went ahead and they were matzah. Yeah, it's all that is part of it. Once we analyze the Gevera, that's Mishum Chasmus. Right. So, okay, wherever there's no Shash Chasmus, they weren't that matzah. That's Mishum Chasmus. Yeah. Rabbanu de Gitzarim b'shem Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha. Kedivrei Mishu Matir u'bilvad min ha'paltur. So are we saying, they went ahead and they said actually it's matir pas akum, at least in a case where you're buying from a palter, or if you're buying from a wholesaler and you're not going to resell as a Jew. But the law of dinan king, nonetheless, we around here are matir even not to buy from a palter. And the reason for the heter over there is we just mentioned, because there's no kashash of chasmus buying from a wholesale shop, because the chasmus is where the buyer is giving you, inviting you in, giving you some college seat and so on.
What's the problem?
Marriage.
Yeah.
Well, you tend to get attached to people that are feeding you. When you share food, it is, that's the thing. We're matrix from the bakery, we're matrix, because you're probably not going to marry the baker's daughter just because you bought in the bakery.
Yeah,
exactly. Tony, lo yomar adam l'chaviro b'Yerushalayim, ha'al chavit dusho yayin yimokam l'chalik. So now, we said, you don't tell somebody, and this is even b'Yerushalayim, to take this. Our mission says to take it to Yerushalayim. This price is talking about even in Yerushalayim. So even though you're here already, which is very minimal tircha, I mean, it's not something normally you would say, you know, I'll pay you to take it across the street. And it's more like you're asking him a favor. Do me a favor, you know, take this across, and you know, then we'll sit down and we'll split it. It's much more like a friend kind of thing, not a payment kind of thing. And nonetheless, the price adds that even something small like moving it in Yerushalayim, you should also not say the word lechalek. They now it's not this wrong.
All you bread.
Well, that means
they're like fire. Yeah. From once it's turned on. It's like it never ever turned off. Huh?
A bit of a stop,
and you
don't
think
just go on?
They just go on, exactly. So it just means the guy turned it off and turned it back on again once. You know, once they got the hatcher.
Mm-hmm.
So here, I'll just throw, and you figure, wow, a bunch of Hasidim sitting there, you
didn't know.
Well,
you get that final bread, as white, as great as you can be.
Mm-hmm.
It's like wonderful.
Yeah, not edible,
yeah. Yeah, good. Good about that.
Okay, so now there was a machlokas back in Shvi'ah. We only quoted the beginning of the Mishnah about walking in, taking a kikar b'plugin and saying that you're going to pay for it by bringing in the parish Shvi'ah. But the truth is that there's also a machlokas there in Shvi'ah that we had about whether we accept that stock for Rabbi with Yudarim, that kind of held that even that was awesome. So now our Gemara is suggesting that the Brisa here is equivalent to the Brisa of Shvi'ah, meaning it's only going like Rabbi Yudarim Nathaniel. And in the same way that their Machmer are over there, and they say that it's considered to be Priyas Kol, even in a way where it's set up to be a little bit like it's not a Priyas Kol, but they ask it anyway. Here too, even though our mission seems to believe that it's not a priya tzorach to tell somebody to bring something across the street and to be mitzvahed, but the bride that comes along and says it is, probably the bride that represents the sheep of Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanya, who are more machmer about priya tzorach by shmita, so we're more machmer about priya tzorach with the maman gavoa of by kashim. So Omer Abelazar lekored Rabbi Yehuda for the Rabbi Netanya. Because so here too, there are highlights on what goes under the heading of priyakos. So manan kayamim, the machlokus over there in Shmita between the Tanakhama of the Mishnah that we quoted and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. What was the case? Ibahu d'amale heilacha hazli. So then divayako that it would be also. If the Nachum said the Feirish heilacha. You take this, and in exchange for it, I will take the Yerakot that you will bring me. How would the Tanakhama ever have been matir something like that? Huh? That's clearly an exchange of bread for Shemitah. So, I mean, that's mamish buying and selling for Shemitah. So that can't be that way. On the other hand, if the other guy says, Havli, give me some bread. Ma'ana yayev l'cha. And then, you know, if I find any vegetables today, I'll be nice to you too. But not like it's an exchange. You know, you'll be nice to me, I'll be nice to you. So then why would anybody ask for that? If the guy wasn't committed to giving him those yerakot as an exchange, he's just telling me, I'll share with you what I find today, if I find. So then not anybody would be mad to that, even Rabbi Yehuda Nechemya. That's the chum, that's similar to a case of exchange. The yerakot mutter. The case that we have to be talking about is where he says to him, you give it to me now, and there's no question about it, I'm going to be finding these vegetables later on today. So over there, the question is, even though he didn't say it in that fashion, but we can't look at it as a matana, because the fact is that the guy now relied on him that he's borrowed, that he's going to be paying him with the rakot of shir. And therefore, they're arguing whether that looks too much like a regular matzav amata. So Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Nechemya's Taina, they ask it, she'ini rakot ha-sadeh mitzuyin. Look, to say that doesn't mean he's going to walk out the front door and he's going to pick something, in which case, okay, I mean, that's like the chalal, you know, that's no tircha at all. They say, look, there's an awful lot of tircha over here. When the guy is committing himself to saying, I am going to do this tircha for you, and I mean, you know that tircha, that's worth basically a lot, I should bring it for you. So that's the same thing as the havli bo. And it's similar to an actual act of sale. Mi she'elaotam, ma'u she'yomer lo tocho kasav anichal kek. Once he already did it, he didn't set up the transaction as a transaction in the beginning. He said, we'll eat and we'll drink together when we get to Yerushalayim, and it'll be really nice. Okay, well, that's all a formality. I mean, now the guy comes up to Yerushalayim and says, okay, now I want my part. Can he say, now I want my part, or there's really no such thing as my part? Because it's not just how you said it originally, it's the reality of it now. So now, can you mamish be machalik it or not? Maybe over there it's also, because now again, it's like you're paying up your debt, despite the fact that you weren't initially defining it as a chalukah. Or do we say, well, once you didn't define it as a chalukah, it doesn't really matter how you say it now. Whether you say, let's eat and drink, or whether you say, give me my part. Because there is no real legal part that I can be machai of you anyway. So what's the din over there? Omaushi yoma lo to chavicho yayin zo, va'onu ochim chavit shemen shiyesh risha. How about if he says, okay, you take up this wine for me, and then we're going to go ahead and we're going to eat together oil that I have over there now. This slave, if you say, you take this up and we're going to be able to drink tonight, baby. Okay, you understand. So that's like, you know, we're in this together. You happen to be the one that's going up and doing the carrying. But if I'm exchanging oil for the wine that you're bringing up, that even though I don't say the word chavuka, that's much more suspicious. And I'm giving you something else as you're doing this. How about that? Can I even do that? And after Ma'aser Behemakim, Ma'aser Behemah is poser, we said, we learned out from the poser, from Lo Yigael, Lo Yimaser, we learned it out from Karmei Kohanim, but you're not allowed to do any kind of score with Ma'aser Behemah either. So the question would be, is could you say the same thing? It's a realistic question. Could you say the same thing that we were mocked here by Ma'aser Shemi? Could you say for Ma'aser Behemah? Could you say, you take this up and we'll eat it? I'll share it with you. Ma'aser Shemi, are you there? Shemich Yeratu Muteret, at Omer Mutam. You know, the way to look at this could be that Ma'aser Shemi, the Torah never offered the act of Mechira. Right? In other words, you want to offer Ma'aser Behemah more than Ma'aser Shemi, right? Why? The reason that you want to offer it is because Mechira is offered. Mamish. But the truth is that Ma'aser Shemi boils down to that. That would be your tzatzis be'atam or mutar. But Ma'aser Behemah, ha'yedei she'en Mechira to mutar karet offer, let's pshita l'cha dihi mutar. So, I mean, it's partial to you, therefore, if you think that it's different than here, that it ought to be mutter, because we offered sales of Ma'aser Shemi as well. So it seems to me it's an artificial distinction. The fact that the Torah says that there's an Isser Mechira, or that Ma'aser is an Isser Mechira because of the fact that it's Mamar Gavoah, what's the difference? They both end up being mutter to sell. So it must be that you hold that it's mutter the same way Ma'aser Shemi is mutter. Mao Shiyoma lo Ha'al Behima, not the Ha'al Behima Chaya, I should say, the Ma'ono Ochlin Basar Shchuta Shiyeshu Shab. Now we're saying, fine, Ma'aser Shemi and Ma'aser Behima are the same, but we still have the same question that we had about Ma'aser Shemi. Ma'aser Shemi, we said, what if you're going to exchange it for oil? If you exchange it for oil, that already looks like Mechira. How about over here, if you're going to exchange it for some steak? And you're saying, you bring this up, and we'll eat steaks tonight. I got a bunch of steaks in the freezer. So, I mean, yeah. So then it's already, that's the same thing that you're bringing up, but it's more like the sheben for the yayin. And all of those questions, we leave hanging. No, it was. The case of Sherman was Ma'aser Shemi.